This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a Hat-Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Welcome back to London Pub Reviews, the podcast. Did you know that you can leave a review for London Pub Reviews? Why not leave your review for London Pub Reviews inside a London pub? Maybe a pub like the Blythe Hill Tavern, 319 Stansted Road, SE23 1JB, near a station, Forest Hill Overground. Although positioned alongside the busy, exhaust-filled South Circular Bypass, the Blythe Hill Tavern was inside like an unspoilt country inn. Five different Toby jugs were displayed behind the serving area in the cosy front bar. And the rear bar featured many relics of a bygone era, including vintage photos, old clocks, and framed illustrations of racehorses and their jockeys. Now Grade 2 listed, this Victorian corner pub continued to offer a restful haven from the bustling world outside. The barman was wearing a smart collar and tie, and after meeting his minimum card transaction, I settled in a third bar room, around to the side. Two older gents were talking quietly, while another man penned a crossword. My pints of bitter from Sussex were going down well, and as I penned my own words in a pub review notebook, I stifled a yawn, feeling slightly tuckered out from my journey. Amidst the quiet calm of the sidebar, I found myself nodding off, despite being engaged in very important work. In my daydream state, I saw an elephant running from some men who were angrily chasing it. The elephant's trunk was made of many pint glasses, all stacked together, and the men were angry because the elephant had collected their glasses, even though, they claimed, they each still had a tiny bit of drink left. When I awoke with a start, all my glasses had been collected, by an elephant or otherwise. The old men were still quietly chatting, although they seemed to be looking over in my direction. The other man still penned his crossword, but he appeared to have the hint of a smile on his face. Feeling paranoid, I looked down to see if I'd spilled my drinks or dribbled down my front. But my jumper was clear, and my fly was up. It was difficult to know how long I'd been napping. Maybe the crossword man had added a humorous addition to my face. An old-fashioned moustache, perhaps. Or the scar from a pirate's cutthroat. Or maybe he'd been extra cheeky and written, "I'm a nut job," on my forehead. I had to check. The gents were at the back of the back bar. To get there, I covered my face with both hands, peering through slits of finger. As a result, I missed a step between the sidebar and the rear, tripping flat on my hand-covered face.
Oopsie!
Conversations dried up, but I kept my face covered.
"Don't look at me!"
I shouted, stumbling to my feet and scrambling across the room. Fortunately, there were no other gents in the gents, but to my horror, there weren't any mirrors either.
Curses!
What was the meaning of this? Why couldn't a patron of the male persuasion look at themselves? We have hairdos too. What if they're a muck? What if our eyebrows have conjoined? We need to know. Using the toilet facilities, since I was there, I turned sharply from a man who had entered, and after washing my hands, stumbled out the door, seeking mirrors elsewhere. Peering at the back room through my finger mask, I re-examined its relic-lined walls, identifying large old mirrors from yesteryear, sponsored by breweries and soft drink behemoths. But they were mounted above doorway height, well out of reach. To get to them would mean climbing on top of sofa benches, presently filled with pub patrons who were staring at my hand-covered face.
"Excuse me,"
I said, stepping awkwardly up between their seated hips. "Sorry." My balance impeded by arms pulled in to master face.
"Excuse me."
Sidling across like the Phantom of the Opera, my heels collided with the backs of heads as I edged towards the mirror, etched with the claim, "Delicious and refreshing."
"Excuse me."
It was exhausting clobber. And as a recently sleeping man, I blamed my drowsy state for my dramatic fall into the laps of an unsuspected public who hadn't first thrown me into the air. As I was escorted out between the rear bar and the front, I noticed, through finger blinkers, a blackboard sign, and on it, an Oscar Wilde quote. "Some cause happiness wherever they go, others whenever they go." London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop. It was recorded by Alex O'Donovan at Strong Room Studios. Sound design was by Andy Goddard. The executive producer was Claire Broughton. And it was a Hattrick production.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballet Shoes.
And then I came across in the school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at Twice Upon Pod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,